For many people, attending Aurelia's New Year's Eve bash is something they look forward to. The array of activities at the free, family-friendly event are a hit with many youngsters, and it's timed well for parents to bring them home for bedtime. Megan Visser, the city's recreation program supervisor for 8 years, has been involved with the bash since it started in 2010. Now, her own kids enjoy the event, which for her is a full-circle moment. "That's what this event is, an affordable option for the community to enjoy time together," she said. What started with 250 party-goers at Rotary Place over a decade ago has evolved into a celebration that brings thousands of attendees to Aurelia's Recreation Center for free swims, inflatables, games, crafts, and snacks. A final tally wasn't available, but Visser said between 2,000 to 3,000 people came out Tuesday night to ring in 2025 with the city. Though many returning attendees sensed fewer numbers than previous years. A couple of new ideas were also introduced this year. The biggest change was a new eco-friendly alternative to the balloon drop, a blast of confetti to mark the dawn of the new year. For Jen Harper and her daughter Maddie Escorce, who have celebrated with the city 3 years in a row, this year seemed less busy. That meant the lines in the gymnasium were faster. They were also looking forward to see what the confetti would bring. Much like Leanne Richard and her family of five, Harper thought the balloon drop was more fun and more dramatic. Richard told her children about the 3,000 balloons that would drop, having sourced the information online without having found the updated eco-friendly notice for this year. One of her daughters loves balloons, so was sad about the confetti. It was Richard's first year attending the bash, and although they were disappointed about the balloons, Richard loves the facility and said the event is great. They were happy with all of the activities and their regular swimming there. While some kids may have been disappointed by the lack of balloons, others were found playing and tossing confetti around after the countdown finished. "We are the city of Aurelia, so we kind of set the example for environmental sustainability. Reducing our footprint is so important and being the leaders is important so that the community follows," said Visser. "We're the role models, so everything we're doing we're looking at how we can do it better, starting with events like these. It's not going to happen all at once, but those baby steps do add up," she explained. 2024 was great to us, for the city," said Visser. "We're happy to be joining the community in welcoming 2025. It's great to be surrounded by people at this time of year." Among the usual festivities, lifeguard Spencer Setterington was offering a game for youth. Teaching about ice safely and the dredging occurring at the Port of Aurelia was the name of the game. Children enjoyed finding out how muscles are slowed from the cold, and picking a prize for participating. Another popular activity was the photo booth. You could also follow your nose to the aroma of popcorn and cotton candy, which was made behind the balloon station with a giant 2025 arch in blues and white. Almost everyone snapped photos upon entering the event. After her family photo, young Izzy Bowers was most excited about the bouncy castles. Although not everyone was aware of the donations for the sharing place, another new wrinkle this year, the truck was getting filled little by little. "People are new to the idea this year, but we're hoping that in years to come it will become a big event that we can provide them with lots of items," said Visser about the food drive. The donations will be delivered to the food bank on Thursday.